Cool. Okay, so that's the emails. So you'll get some response from those. Okay, but we're going to get the majority of the people who are actually going to buy these is going to come from your texting. So let's scroll down here. Let's go back to our sheet here. So again, James, will you drop the sheet for anybody who got on late or anybody who got disconnected from Zoom and didn't save this document? James will drop it in the chat again. So let's go down to the text campaign. So this text campaign will actually be sent out tomorrow morning. Okay. And so here's the text that we're going to send people. It's going to say, Happy Thanksgiving Eve. I'm actually going to update this a little bit. Curious. It's my favorite word. Curious. If you saw our email yesterday about the Black Friday deal we were running, 80% off gift cards for friends and family and free guides for you. Most clients are going to say no. Okay. It's okay. It's like, awesome. You can check your email, but I'll just tell you here, you can buy a $50 gift card for only $10. So basically, this is just giving, like, once you get a response here, it's just an invitation for you to actually tell them the offer. But if you just come out and just do the offer right away, it's very spammy, even to current clients. But if you can ask the question, curious if you saw this thing, they will respond something. If they said yes, then awesome. Like, ask them if they want to buy a gift card. Right? But most people will say no. And then you can just say this, right? And then most people will say yes, right? And then this right here. So the key to this whole process is this thing right here, is five per customer. Because what this does is that it puts an automatic default that like five is the most you can buy. So most people will just, they don't want to make a decision. So there's like, should I buy two or three? Like, I'll just buy five. So from each customer, you're getting an extra $50 from. Like, it's really good. It's like, so do you want to do five or do you want to do, you want to do a different number? Like, you can use it as your default. And all of a sudden, somebody just gave you 50 bucks. And if you have 10 people do that, you just made 500 bucks. Don't be surprised if that happens. That actually is the probability of that happening is higher than not happening. Anyway, this is gold right here. Okay. Other than that, like that's your opening script. Okay. Most people will respond to you. And then the second piece of that on Black Friday is whether they responded or not. Like, obviously, if they had responded, they bought gift cards, like, you don't need to send them this message. But if they didn't respond to you, then you can send a follow-up message saying, not sure if you saw my email, or you can say this, or if they didn't respond to your last text, not sure if you saw my last text, but we have a handful of Black Friday gift cards left. All you have to do is simply reply back to this text with how many, and I will set them aside for you. Appreciate you, right? And people will respond back to that message. So I'm definitely more cautious with the texting because I don't because people are more sensitive to being spammed in their on their cell phones. So that's why everything is set up is like it's super sensitive to that. But you will get the majority of your of people who will buy your gift cards will come from texting. And you don't have to hop on phone calls. They literally you can just tell them right then and there. Like they'll say I want five and then then your follow-up question is going to be do you want to use the card on file? Use your payment information on file, whatever you guys use. Right? That's going to be like the final thing. Right? It's like, how many? And then you want to use payment information on file and you say yes. And then you literally just bill them. It really is that simple. It's really cool. Okay. So, how to do it? How to do the actual text message? So, depending on what platform you're using, everyone has their own different things that they use. I'm going to show you in Just Call two different ways how to do it. So again, you can pull that same list of your current clients, which we already did. So if I go to so in Just Call, you can send a bulk SMS. It's almost like sending like a bulk email. Okay. And so you come through here and you create a campaign. I'm going to call this Black Friday 2023. Create. Oops. I gotta do all these things first. So list. Oh, I gotta upload my list first here. Back here for a second. All right, I gotta create my list first here. Black Friday current clients 2023. Upload that CSV file that we did earlier. Upload. Cool. Emails. First name. Oops. Strike my first name. Last name. Cool. All right, save. So now we're uploading that same list into our phone CRM. Black Friday 2023. Ah. All right. Send to that list we just created. Black Friday current list, 170 people. Save. Send from. We're going to pick our phone number. So our number is Bozeman Five Star Cleaning. Save. Select date. This goes out on Wednesday. Like I said, it's going to be 10 a.m. So 10 a.m. Apply. Save. Create your message. So we come back here to Black Friday. And just like this. Just like, yay, happy Thanksgiving. Click save. So you can see here that I can't click the add opt-out template. It's whatever. Great. So this is going to share a price with us. How much is it going to cost? And then we're going to have to pay for it. See if we have enough money to pay for it. If not, I'm going to ask Evan. I'm going to borrow some money. Cool. Okay, save. So this must be something new from when we did the 10 DLC registration. So I guess they're gonna wait for us. They gotta wait for something, but sure they'll let us know, and then we'll come back here and we'll add the second message. So the second message you can choose to put on a blast, or you can just follow up with people. I recommend probably just following up with people on this one, to people who didn't respond. Or maybe who the conversation just stopped, rather than if you send the blast out, because the blast, what you'll basically remove the current clients who did respond to this. So I'm actually not going to recommend that you put this second one on automation. I would do it by hand. And the way that we actually are going to do this email specifically in our company now, because the opt-out text is a problem with for us when we send this to our current clients, because if our clients opt out from a message like this, they actually opt out from all communication from us. And this happened to us in the past, and then we can't communicate with our clients like in between cleans. And so we actually don't send a text blast to current clients anymore. So I showed you guys this so you guys could send this out if you guys chose to. But how we actually do this now is we do a group message inside Just Call. That takes a little bit longer, but it removes the ability for the client to opt out, which keeps us in the game for longer than just Black Friday, because we want to continue to serve our clients like Susan Bianchini for years, not just Black Friday. So what we'll do is we'll go to number, for example, and we'll go back to this list. These are all of our current clients. And so I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember how many people we can send at one time, but let me just try it for funsies here. Let me just do 30, 30. Let's just try 30. So I can copy these messages here. I can go and just call and I can paste them in here. And then you got to come back behind. And then, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do it so much. I should probably do this like 10 at a time. I'm gonna do this like 10 at a time here. A little bit simpler. So it takes a little more time. We have our VAs who will do this, but come in here and copy. Then you just put little commas here. Boom. I take this plus out. A plus is a real pain in the butt. Cool. Just like yay. Okay. Like, yay. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Just delete all of them. What the heck? Zero nine nine one. Oh, this is a pain in the butt. Susan's let me down here. Yeah. I'm not sure why it's not letting me do it that way. But anyway, you'll have to come through here and basically put your clients in. And this might take a minute to do. Anyway, so this is how you do it. Sure there's a faster way to do it. Sorry. And then you actually can schedule this message. So you can put your people in there. You can send it later. So you basically can do the same thing. Just show you an example here. Yeah, so this is the message right here. Cool. Send later. We can send this for Wednesday, 10 a.m. Apply. Cool. And then where to find scheduled messages? Exactly sure which one I sent that under now. Okay, so I didn't even save it. So this is how you would do it inside. Well, maybe Susan Bianchini's is a landline. Maybe that's why it won't let me send it. Me just take hers off for a second. Cool. So then it just goes right in here. And then again, this will be with all the contacts you put in there. So it'll send all the message out at one time, but then each person replies in their own inbox. So for the sake of time, I didn't put all those in here for you guys right now. But that's how you can do it in Just Call specifically. Again, I'm not sure about any other platform. But the reason that we don't like doing the bulk SMS is because it does have the opt-out template. And you can see like in our inbox we have backup five-star cleaning lines and also that payment costs $3. So if you guys were using a bulk SMS, that would cost $3 for you guys to send that message. So again, if you want to, you could just pay now and they'd be off to the races. Again, the reason that I don't like doing it is because then it provides the opt-out template for our current clients, which then creates a real havoc when we try to do any sort of communication with them. And that's why we created the five-star bucket, the five-star backup numbers to be able to, so we could still communicate with our current clients. And so now we have multiple numbers because we made that mistake. So, okay, let me get back into the chat here. So that's actually how you send the text messages. Again, the reason why I think the text messages are as successful as the way they are is because the way they come off, they come off of super like curious base. So even if you have never sent emails before, you just send the emails just to say, did you just get the email? That is really why you send the emails. And the fact that you'll get a couple people from the emails, it's just think of it as a bonus. Okay. Yeah, Tyler, I have no idea if she knows. I have no idea. Okay. So, does anybody have any questions on this Black Friday play so far? So, right now we've sent emails and we sent text. Does anyone have any questions? Does everyone feel like they can do this?
I have a question.
Go for
Do you have any recommendations for like KPIs, like expected open rates for the emails or anything like that? Or you
it.
just
If you
go?
send it, it'll be better than zero.
Gotcha.
I have no idea. Like it, so it's a fair question. The reality is that it just depends on how much you already communicate with your existing list, right? So it's like how good of friends are you with people you're going to email? If you never email them, you never talk to them, and then you only email them when you want them to buy things, it'll be low. If you consistently provide value to them and consistently talk to them and give, and then make an ask, the likelihood of them doing it is higher, right? Also depends on if you're sending this out to like all prospects, if you're sending this out to just current clients, like the list matters itself as well. Then really those two things matter. Just kind of what I said before is that usually like you like the more that you give to your clients, the more they want to help in returning to you. So the cool thing about this that I just showed you right here, that like you send emails, it doesn't cost you anything. That if you already have an email autoresponder, and then to send like a bulk text, if you guys do decide to send bulk text, it costs you $3. And if you just send regular normal text, it doesn't cost you anything. So the nice thing about this play is that your downside is zero. Your upside is very, very high. And so I love those bets. Those are my favorite bets. I try to find those bets as many times as I possibly can in business. And the more times you can take those bets, the higher probability you have of winning. So it's a fantastic question.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, sure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Drop service. You say there's a different platform you use to bulk SMS text because it's $3. No, I'm just saying that the $3 is the cost. We don't send the bulk text because it offers an opt-out thing at the bottom, which if our clients decide to opt out of this specific campaign, they opt out of everything from us, which means we can no longer text them about current cleans, or we can't text them about any of the little nuances that we text our current clients about. So I don't do it anymore. Right? It's created more of a pain in the butt. So now we just send like a group message. Or if you need to, just send the messages individually. If you have 170 people, then send 170 individual messages. Or just pick your top 30 people you think are going to buy it, right? And then once they say yes, then pick your next top 30. They're like, okay, maybe they'll buy it too. Cool. Great question. Right. Anybody else have any other questions before we round this thing out here with the actual gift
I
cards
have a quick
themselves?
question.
Go for it, Jose.
Hey, Logan, thank you for this again.
Yeah, dude.
My question is, do you think would it be smart to use another number and not the company's number to do this automated messages just so the carriers won't pick up on it and spam your number?
So the problem with you run into it with like if yes and no. If you want to do it with a totally new number, then you have to open that up saying like, hey, this is Jose with whatever your cleaning company is, and then go into
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
message. The thing that we have found out now, and I think maybe we were just oblivious to this, or maybe it worked back and doesn't work now, is that when we get one number blocked, it blocks all of our numbers within Just Call, which would defeat even that, which is again why the reason why we don't actually just have a whole separate number just to send these type of messages to, like a bulk SMS number, because we have found that if they block us on one number, then we can't text them on any of our numbers. Now that's currently in the past that it used to let us do that, but now I literally just tested this a couple weeks ago, and it definitely did block us on all of our numbers. So you have to test it on your specific platform. It doesn't make sense why it does that. It should just unsubscribe that number. But in Just Call, and if you're using Just Call, then that is what I have seen. That's the evidence that I've seen up to this point. So just be careful if you do decide to do that you do test it first. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Great question. Great question. Great question. So again, We want to provide value to our clients, but we also don't want to do it in a way that then we can no longer communicate with them, which makes it very, very difficult. So, okay. Alexis has another great question. What platform do you use for the gift cards? Oh, it's a great question. We're getting into that right now. We're about ready to get into that piece of it. Pat says, I think it does for every time part of the ATPA registration. Yeah. Cool. JHL gives you the option to opt them back in, even if they have opted out. Cool. Yeah. I'm sure there's always workarounds. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. I'll let you know all the scary monsters in the closet. And if you decide that you want to go fight them, that's on you. I'll just let you know that they're there. Okay, let's talk about where we get these gift cards from. So the cool thing is, I think the first question that I always had when I did this is like, well, do I buy gift cards now? Like, if I'm gonna run the offer, I should have the gift cards now. And no, we don't do that. What we do now is we wait until people actually buy the gift cards before we buy the gift cards. So instead of us having to guess or assuming, I just wait. How many gift cards get purchased are depending on how many I buy. Okay, so this way, you actually use the money from the clients to buy your gift cards. It's very similar to how we think about client finance acquisition, is that when we run ads, whether you run it yourself, whether you have an expert like Evan run your ads for you, like the idea is that every time you put a dollar into ads, you get $2 back out. And so if you actually use a credit cards all give you 30 days window before you have to make a payment. And so if you can spend money today and in 30 days, you can turn that $1 into $2 and you can pay the credit card off and you have a dollar to put into your bank account to do one of two things, continue to market, or you can stash it and start to save up some money, whatever season you are in your business. Okay. And so that mindset is very, very powerful. That's why we teach it, but it also applies to something like this, is that as soon as the customer gives you $100, $500, then you take that money and then you go buy the gift cards. Okay. So yes, you will have some expense in this. That expense will be in gift cards. And so let me share my screen with you. I'll show you where we get the gift cards. And okay, so at the very, very bottom of this document, again, James will drop in the chat probably one more time. The bonus guides, the cleaning army handbook, the kids chore chart, and the laundry guide, they're right here. So you guys can grab those. Make sure you download those. You guys will send those to your current clients within the Black Friday cards. So I'm going to show you what ours look like. So we get ours off of Vistaprint. And so this is the ones that we did last year. I think these are the ones we actually used. This one right here. So it's really simple, a gift for you. And then on the back, it just was, I don't know if I can turn that around or anything. Yeah, it just says presented to and then valid until whatever the date is. So they're really simple. And if we look at the basket, we add to basket, depending on how people buy these things, you could be spending $40, maybe $50. So look at that. We make them real, like we get that one. Cool. Front. Okay, sorry. Here you go. Here's the back of it. Oh, so fancy. Right. You can put how they redeem it, yada yada yada. Presented to valid until. If you put a date on this, it's actually really good because you get people to use it to get back to the idea of urgency and scarcity. It works. So use it, put a date on it. Otherwise, people will just they'll forget about it. They'll sit on it. So say it's valid till the end of February, for example, right? Or whenever you want to use it, till the end of March, till the end of January. Okay. Think about like they will be getting these primarily for Christmas gifts. Some people will use it before that. They'll give it to somebody like right away, but usually these are Christmas gifts people are giving to people. And then if we go to quantity, so depending on how many we're gonna buy, obviously the more you buy, the cheaper per gift card they are. So let's just say, for example, let's say worst case scenario, you got all these pesky customers who want to buy these stupid gift cards and you got to spend more money. Gosh dang it. Anyway, let's say it's worst case scenario. Let's say it's 55 people. Okay, let's say 55 people. So you actually got to buy 100 of them. Okay. It's 55 people. Dang it. When 55 people bought these, or what you guys could do, you guys could just limit it to 50. There you go, right? But let's go worst case scenario. Let's say 55 people bought these stupid gift cards. So that would cost you, let's say, so you got to buy 100 of them. So that's $76. Let's see how much the shipping costs. I'm sure that's what everybody else wants to know. I was like, how much does shipping cost? I have no idea. It's gonna cost something, right? So we put these in there. No, I don't want any of this upsell. Don't want to try to upsell me, Vistaprint. You can't get me, bro. Smarter than you. Stop. I don't want custom mugs. Custom pins. Ooh. Give me that custom hat though. Let's check. I don't want a website. Right. Shipping. Calculate at checkout. Of course they're calculating me at checkout. You're gonna get me good, aren't you? Oh, and if we just did more, we could get free shipping on anything over $100. So let's just see. I'm just curious what shipping is. Okay. All right, we could just do the standard shipping. So, okay, it's gonna cost us $88. So it's cost us $88 to buy, let's just say 55 is the worst case scenario. So if we got 55, if we sold 55 gift cards and we're charging $10 per gift card, that means we're gonna make 550 bucks, but we don't get the profit that, dang it anyway. We gotta spend $88 in order to make 550, 88. So we're only profiting 462 to get the opportunity to get a referral. What do you guys think? Good or bad deal? Good deal, bad deal. Should we spend $88 to make 550 or to make 462? That's like a worst case scenario. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Cool. So that's where you get it. You get it from Vistaprint. Again, that link is in the chat as well. And so you have to make up your own mock-up. You can make it really simple. Like you guys saw how simple it was. And the question of do you make them expire? Like if somebody wants to redeem it in April, let them redeem it. But put a date on there, Nancy. Dang it, anyway, you're so by the book. If you say it expires in February, but somebody comes to try to redeem it in June, let them redeem it. The whole point is just to get them to actually use the stupid card. That's all, right? So if you put something on there, then it gets them to actually take action on it. Cool. Yeah, and if you guys want to, again, we did this in the past. We actually just sent the gift cards like a virtual gift card. So if you want to do it that way, you can do it that way too. That's all. I just found that actually buying the gift card and giving it to them just it made people actually value it more, and it made it our team value it more, most importantly. And when they actually got the referral, they treated it like it was like we had paid for it, right? So that's my own recommendation behind actually buying the gift card itself, because it makes it more real for our team, makes it more real for the customer. And this is just a whole big game that we're playing. So the more that we can appear for it to be real, the easier it is for everyone to play. So cool. Okay, so we did the Black Friday gift play. Does anyone have any questions? This play is really good. It doesn't cost anything out of your own pocket. Any cost that is associated with it will be paid for by the customer itself. And you really don't have to, like, you don't buy the gift card until you actually get the person to actually pay for the card itself. And so set the expectation when somebody asks when you get the gift card. Like you saw, like you can order right then and there, said by November 28th. So like I always tell people that we'll have it to you before Christmas. And then if we can get it to them sooner than that, we will. But you got to keep in mind that we're gonna deliver it to our office, excuse me, first. And then we have to send it out to the current clients. So there is an additional time frame that it takes to do that as well. So yeah. So hopefully you guys got some value from this. If you did, let me know in the chat. Curious if you guys got any value from this. These are trainings that are fun, but at the same time they can get long because it's a lot of like clicking buttons, monkey see, monkey do, and they're not as engaging. There's not a lot of stories to be told. But thank you guys for sticking around. Yeah. James, thank you for dropping the link to the masterclass in here. I will James will try to get this uploaded as quickly as possible. So give James some love for being in here, for dropping links. He's going to get this uploaded into the masterclass as quickly as possible. So hopefully you guys can actually use this. If you guys need to go back and utilize this tonight, you guys can. Yeah. If you guys got value from it, you guys use it. Please put your results into the Facebook group. That's actually what you guys can do if you guys get value from this, is actually use it and then put your results in the Facebook group. And let me know if it worked. Let everybody know if it worked. And yeah, like, it's worked for our business, so we'll see if it worked for your guys' business. But happy Tuesday, y'all. Just as a quick reminder, there will not be a weekly coaching call this Thursday. Thanksgiving is trumping our weekly coaching call. Dang it. Anyway, but next week we'll be back on Thursday, and yeah, that coaching call's at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays moving forward. And yeah, so make sure you guys put that into your calendars. Other than that, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Go serve your customers, and look forward to seeing you guys next week. Have a Thanksgiving, guys. Bye.